You're listening to SBS News.
This distorted audio is from a video that captures a merciless beating in broad daylight in Papua New Guinea. A teenager cowering on the ground is repeatedly whipped with a baton and kicked before collapsing like a rag doll. His limp body is hauled around by two gun-toting policemen. The video was reportedly filmed in Kimbe, West New Britain province. Police Commissioner Gary Backey has told the Papua New Guinea Post Courier he's fully aware of the video and has ordered an investigation. He said his stand against police brutality continues to be disregarded by a few officers, and he will not hesitate to come down hard on officers who are not protecting and serving the people. A PNG police spokesperson has told SBS the victim has been released from hospital and says two officers are under investigation and have been suspended. Perhaps fearing retaliation, the man who originally posted the video to Facebook has taken it down. He's written an apology instead, praising the work and efforts of the police department. Human Rights Watch Australia director Elaine Pearson says a culture of fear remains in Papua New Guinea.
The police aren't seen as people who protect them, but people to be fearful of. And I think we see that very much in the fact that this video was taken down by the person who posted it shortly afterwards with a big apology. So, you know, what we really need to see is not simply the police investigating themselves, but we need to see an independent investigation into the police, preferably led by the Ombudsman Office.
The Australian government has spent nearly $60 million for federal police officers to train and assist the PNG police force over the past 2 years. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she will raise the incident with her PNG counterpart in a meeting and has defended the AFP's efforts in the region.
The success of our aid program and of our federal police program should not and cannot be judged on one incident. Australia should continue to maintain our presence there, assisting, advising, supporting the PNG police and the PNG government.
73 Australian officers will remain in PNG until after the country hosts APEC meetings in November. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.